Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One can't help but be positive.
Cam Newton!
The other can't help but be negative.
Bleep you, you bleeping bleepity bleep.
The only thing they seem to agree on is that they can barely agree on anything.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm Andy Hart. I'm not happy about this.
It's sports radio for the passionate fan.
What's up, Nick?
And grumpy dad in all of us.
That is just so stupid.
Fitzy and Hart.
Yes, I've been listening, Andy.
On Boston Sports Original.
I like the way Andy Hart does it.
Might have Nick just take over.
WEEI.
Our thanks to the WEEI Red Sox broadcasting crew, the great Will Fleming, Joe Castiglione, and more, bringing you today's action from Santo Domingo, where the Red Sox sweep a two-game series against the Tampa Rays in spring training action. The final score today, 7-6. This is Fitzy and Lyons coming at you on Boston Sports Original, 93.7 FM, WEEI, and all across the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Should you wish to get in touch with the program, you can call up and say hello to Zach Coe, our producer on the afternoon, at 617-779-7937. There's your telephone number. On the socials, we're at WEEI, at The Real John Lyons, that's J-O-N-L-Y-O-N-S. And of course, I'm your guy, at Fitzy G-F-Y. It is the end of an era, a short era, that would be, or perhaps even the end of an error, if you will. It is no longer Mac to the future. It is Mac from whence he came. Mac is back where he belongs. Mac home he goes. It is now known as Maxonville. For no longer shall Michael McCorkle, Mac Jones, be QB1 or QB any of the NEP. He has been traded back to Jacksonville, his hometown, to back up Trevor Lawrence on the Jacksonville Jaguars. What an ironic trade indeed, seeing as just 3 years ago, Mac Jones was taken in the first round by your New England Patriots, 15th overall. Everybody remembers the gray suit he was wearing that looked like he borrowed a suit from his dad. It was one to two sizes too big. His awkward yet swaggerific stroll down the lane after the New England Patriots had Commissioner Goodell read out his name on draft night. We had a new quarterback. He was coming off a national championship. He was the new hope. He was to end our insufferable nightmare that was not having a true QB1 and a future under center in Foxborough following Brady. And skip to my past, my darling Cam Newton, in 2020, the COVID pandemic year. We were hyped. It was LFG all over again. He was the most accurate passer in college football history his senior season at Alabama, although, as we came to learn, that was a COVID year, and he was loaded with Najee Harris and Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle, coached by Nick Saban. Figured everything was going to work out so well for Mac Jones on the New England Patriots. A great first year followed up by just 10-7 playoffs. They get their doors blown off, and that's putting it kindly. But it seemed like he was the guy, and we could rally behind Mac. And then instead, second year, a reverse-engineered decision by Bill Belichick and all to install a defensive coordinator as the offensive coordinator and a failed head coach and special teams assistant to guide and assemble a new offense for Mac Jones. That would be his third offensive coordinator in 3 years. Poor play, a bad attitude. He's not a yes guy. He becomes more of a why guy. He's sullen. He's pouty. The team goes 8-9. The wings are falling apart. The engine is shuddering. The brakes are going out. And then in 2023, well, we all saw what happened. And now Mac Jones gets a chance to redeem himself, or rather at least reestablish himself. Gone is the hope of a $250 million long-term deal as the future under center in Foxborough. And now he hopes that a good preseason and maybe a few snaps if Trevor Lawrence gets hurt will give him a chance to prove that he belongs in the NFL again. A cautionary tale to be careful who you put in place to draft, or rather develop, your quarterback when someone as fragile as Mac Jones steps in. He did himself no favors, nor did the organization as well. John, those are some of my opening thoughts on Mac Jones. I refuse to be somebody, and I'm not sure exactly how you feel about this as well, but I refuse to celebrate today. This is not so like, oh, thank God they got rid of Mac Jones. We're moving on. Yes, finally, that guy sucked. Okay, he did suck last year. There's no parsing that out. There's no mincing those words. There's no reason to sugarcoat that. He stunk last year. He was awful from Hanover to Hanoi, from Scituate to Saskatchewan. He sucked last year. But there's so many reasons why Mac was not good last year, and Mac started to fall apart the year before. There's just so much that goes into this. This is not just, okay, it wasn't working out. They gave Mac a chance to go somewhere else and recoup a little value. By the way, in 2021, a 15th overall pick turning into the 192nd pick in 2024. I'm no financial advisor, nor do I know Edward Jones, but I can tell you that is some pretty cruddy ROI right there, John.
Yeah, and with the whole Mac situation, like you mentioned, it's not like a celebratory day. I mean, this is the culmination of a massive disappointment, Fitzy. And you can talk about Mac specifically, the entire 2021 QB draft class. I mean, remember that first round, five QBs taken, and it was looked at as one of the better QB draft classes in a long time, headlined by Lawrence and Fields. Only one of those guys, Trevor Lawrence, is going to be starting for the team that drafted him in week one, because Justin Fields likely isn't going to be the Bears quarterback. The Jets will trade Zach Wilson, and now Mac has been traded. So disappointing QB class, but a real disappointment for the organization, for Mac Jones here. I mean, let's be honest. If Mac Jones had played better the last 2 years, and if the Patriots had put him in a better position to succeed, because both things are true, right? He played poorly, and the organization put him in bad spots. If those two things had been better, and I dare say even if one of those two things had been better, Bill Belichick would probably still be the head coach of the Patriots. Mac would probably still be here, and they probably would have made the playoffs at least last year when they went 8-9 and were in the playoff hunt the last day of the season. So it's really a culmination just of a disappointment across the board. I mean, this was a guy that in the 2021 training camp, Cam Newton is out for 5 days with COVID. Mac comes in. He looks like he could be the guy. He wins the job. You go out, and late November of 2021, they blow out the Tennessee Titans, and they have the one seed. And then they slowly kind of fall off in 2021. But still, again, for a rookie QB, get to the playoffs, that's really good. The wheels start to come off last year, and then, of course, this year was truly a disaster for Mac Jones and the offense as a whole, and now you have a new head coach. You're going to have a new starting quarterback. Very well could have a new backup quarterback on top of it. So I looked at today as the culmination just of a massive disappointment on a lot of levels.
That's exactly what it is. That is a massive disappointment that Mac Jones didn't work out, that Mac Jones became who he was the last couple of years with the Patriots, that they didn't trade him before. We'll get to that sort of report, or at least rumor, that there was interest in trading him last year. You could have maybe gotten a much higher draft pick for him. But instead, look at what ends up happening. They wanted to go after Baker Mayfield. Like, there was so much that was poorly handled. If Josh had stuck around, what if Bill did trade him and someone else comes in and the offense was more functional last year? Maybe Bill Belichick is still here. Like, so many people, unfortunately, are in different positions or had to pay a price because of what happened with Mac Jones and how things were handled the last couple of years. All right, folks, we're going to eschew trending right now. Hey, listen, you know the Celtics won last night. You know the Red Sox just won, and you heard Mac Jones is traded. We'll get to a trending report later in the 5 o'clock hour with producer Zach Coe, because coming up right now, we got a little bit of a late start. We want to throw it to break. We'll come back. We'll continue. We'll take your phone calls on the Mac Jones situation. Once again, Mac Jones traded from the New England Patriots to the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Mac Jones era in New England is over. Our beat writer for WEEI.com, Mike Cadlick, will join us in moments here as we react to the news of Mac Jones being moved on from the New England Patriots. This is Fitzy and Lyons coming at you on 93.7 FM WEEI.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to Fitzy and Lyons on WEEI.
And I think the interesting sidelight to this is if you look back to that draft class now, it's amazing to look at. Trevor Lawrence goes one. Zach Wilson goes two. He could get traded this offseason. Trey Lance goes three. He's already been traded. Mac Jones has been traded, and Justin Fields could be traded. So that decorated quarterback class from just a few years ago has been on the move, will continue to be on the move. And the latest move involves Mac Jones, who now goes to back up a fellow quarterback from that draft class in Trevor Lawrence.
That was Adam Schefter earlier today on ESPN reacting to the news, or rather breaking the news, that Mac Jones had been traded from the New England Patriots to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mac goes back home, back to Maxonville, where he's from, where he went to high school, and now he, weirdly enough, backs up the quarterback who was taken 14 spots before him, someone who was pretty dinged up last year as well. I'm very curious why a bunch of other teams weren't in the Mac Jones low rent, low stakes sweepstakes, if you will, to possibly give him a shot to start. But maybe this is the best situation, and hanging out with somebody who's a good offensive coordinator and a QB groomer like Doug Peterson will work out for him. You're listening to Fitzy and Lyons on a late Sunday afternoon. Thanks for joining us, everybody, as we talk New England Patriots pre-free agency as tampering begins tomorrow. And, of course, the news that Mac Jones has been traded. 617-779-7937 is the number. But joining us right now on the Harbor One Hotline, our beat writer extraordinaire and pickle pizza aficionado from WEEI.com, the one and only Mike Kadlec joins the program. And Mike, your first reaction, as I was texting with you, I had just sat down to take my two sons to the movies, and my phone starts blowing up, and I'm like, this has got to be something. I wonder if, and literally just, oh my God, I was right. Mac Jones got traded. I can't believe it happened like this after we'd heard they may be open to entertaining offers. What was your first reaction to it?
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, when they parted ways with Belichick, you know, it kind of felt like it was going to happen, and you're still shocked when it actually does finally come through. Like you said, on the cell phone, you're sitting there and you see, like, oh crap, they actually traded the guy. And, you know, it's like, it's crazy just the fall from grace that he's had, because he was a Pro Bowler, a Pro Bowl alternate his rookie season, mm-hmm. fringe rookie of the year candidate. If it wasn't for Jamar Chase going absolutely crazy the second half of that season, Mac probably would have won the rookie of the year. They go to the playoffs. Everything looks good. He looks like, you know, he was never going to be that high-flying Patrick Mahomes-type quarterback, but he held his own. They won 10 games, and they made the postseason, and it looked like they were going to build off that. And then, you know, the way it happened with Matt Patricia two seasons ago, and then last year it felt like there was going to be a reset, but it really seemed like too little too late for Mac. And so it is my reaction is it's ultimately a good thing for him to go to Jacksonville, where he can sit back, not feel pressured to start right away, maybe reset his mind, reset the mentals, learn behind not only Trevor Lawrence, who has ended up being the best quarterback in that class, but like you just mentioned, Fitzy, Doug Peterson, a guy who works well with quarterbacks, won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback in Nick Foles, and then reset, and he'll hit the market next season after Jacksonville doesn't pick up a fifth-year option. So they needed to get what they can get. A sixth-round pick feels low, but it seems like that was the only offer on the table right now. So cut bait when you can. You didn't want him in the room this year anyway, so it kind of just works out for both parties at this point.
Mike, you mentioned what the return was. Do you think there was a motivation to just get rid of him now before the new year league starts, rather than wait till, say, May or June to see if another offer would come along? Do they just want to simply cut bait with him and not have him around? Is that why they didn't want to wait any longer?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know if it's necessary. Like, look, like I just mentioned, not having him in the room once the season starts makes a lot of sense. You don't want him, and again, I don't necessarily expect this of Mac specifically, but a guy who was supposed to be the franchise, then sitting there with Drake May, and all Mac Jones is thinking about is, oh, I was that guy once, and he could be putting in Drake May's ear like, hey, you know, you might not be long for this world either. It's tough to play here, whatever the case may be. So I'm sure they didn't want him in the room when season starts, just because it's awkward to have that guy in. You know, is he the backup? Is he competing for the starting job? Why is he here? So, like, they wanted him out by the season starts. Whether they wanted to do that now to get him out, I don't know. But I think getting return now, as opposed to once free agency opens and teams filling other roster spots with other quarterbacks, whether that be, you know, your Baker Mayfields, your Jacoby Brissett's, your Gardner Minshew, like, wherever the quarterback market goes, Jacksonville could have brought in another backup, and, you know, then Mac Jones's trade value goes down even worse instead of it going up the other way where they might have wished for it. So I think ultimately maybe they wanted to do right by Mac, but they also just wanted to get the return they can right now and then make it known to whatever free agent quarterback's going to come in, whatever free agent wide receiver's going to come in. We're resetting the quarterback room. This is what our plan is, and this is why you should sign with us. So I don't think they would have got much more for him. The only thing I wondered, guys, is yesterday when Jerry Jeudy went to Denver, right? Left Denver, rather, was traded to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did Denver want Mac Jones? I know Sean Payton was a fan of Mac Jones when he was coming out, when he was in New Orleans. Could you have maybe finagled something where it's, you know, Mac and a fifth for Jeudy or something like that? And maybe they missed out on that with that in that regard. That's the only thing I would say is, like, the big question mark here. But again, Denver doesn't have a quarterback, but they might be going the rookie route, so you might not want McInerney either. So there's a ton of layers to it. Ultimately, I think they just, you know, move fast and cut bait and, you know, let Mac go home and just get it done now instead of, you know, prolonging the whole situation.
Mike Cadlick from WEEI.com and a member of the Six Rings podcast family joins us here with Fitzy and Lyons on the Harbor One Hotline as we react to the Mac Jones trade. And see, Friday on the podcast with Hart, I proposed a trade of Mac Jones and a fourth for Courtland Sutton. That would have been I think I even mentioned that to you when we did our Patriots offseason reset draft a couple days ago on the podcast, Mike.
Yes.
You know, because that's just when the news had trickled out that Jerry Jeudy and Courtland Sutton could be on the move. Now, Jeudy gets traded first for a fifth and a sixth to Cleveland. Watch, he's going to go off like Amari Cooper did once he moved on from Dallas. Now, Cooper had previously established himself as a legitimate wide receiver one or two with Dallas, whereas Jerry Jeudy has never fulfilled his potential. Feel free to ask Steve Smith about that one. I would have Mac in a fifth, or, you know, Mac in a six back for Jerry Jeudy, something like that. So,
right. So
now you get a sixth rounder, Jacksonville's. It's pick number 192. The best you can hope to do with that is find the next Isaiah Bolden, the next Pop Douglas. Please don't give me anything about finding the next Tom Brady. That's not going to happen. But you can maybe hope to find a mid-level starter, a serviceable replacement, whereas he could have been used as a piece of equity, I guess. I'm not questioning the first major move made by the new establishment, the Wolf of Ball Street, Highsmith and all, but at the same time, it does feel like a low return on investment. And especially considering, Mike, had you ever heard the rumor? And I know John wanted to get to this, and there's a lot of conspiracy theorists probably listening right now. Did you ever hear that story about Kraft blocking Belichick from trading him last year when he could have gotten a two or a three for him?
Yeah, that's been floated here. There was rumors that the Patriots wanted to go try and get Baker Mayfield last year and that they were going to try and trade Mac. And look, a second sounds a little bit too high. Maybe it would have been a third rounder for him, but regardless, it's a third instead of a sixth. So there is a ton to second guess here. And it's ironic that, you know, they move on from Bill, and especially with the dynasty in the air right now, it seems like a lot of things being pinned on Bill, where that clearly would have been a better decision for the Patriots is Baker Mayfield over Mac Jones. And then you'd have a Baker Mayfield problem right now instead of this Mac Jones number three pick problem. So hindsight's obviously 2020 on that. But as far as the return as a sixth round pick, like I get it. There's going to obviously be second guessing. But at the end of the day, I said it before and I'll say it again. Like, it feels like they just kind of did what they needed to and got what they could get right now, because this is where the market is. Like, Rappaport reported there was four teams interested, but this was the best offer. So something tells me that it would have even diminished further. And then if they waited even longer, you play it through training camp, you're probably just going to cut him anyway. Like, I didn't see him making the roster. It would have made sense for him to make the roster. And so, look, yeah, maybe if you play the long game, somebody gets hurt and, you know, somebody panics and trades a fourth for him. But that's just waiting for something and playing a lot of hypotheticals. So I think, again, they just got what they could get. And, you're gonna second guess this forever. But at the end of the day, they needed to move on. There was no place for him in this room. I don't really see a place for Bailey Zappe in the room either when it's all said and done. So I wonder what the long play is going to be with him. But, yeah, it is just so crazy. And I know I said it before, but how quickly this thing turned over, right? Because you look at it, and he was the rookie of the year favorite, and he was a guy who, you know, seemed to have a lot of fans here. And then, look, I still have a hard time thinking that it's all on Mac Jones, which is why I think it's good that he goes to Jacksonville for a season. And I think he's going to reset and might have a chance to kind of, revamp himself in two seasons. So I personally am rooting for the guy, and I think he got screwed here and things kind of went south for reasons that were not his own.
Mike, I want to follow up on what you said about it not being all on Mac Jones, because I think we can all agree that this, you know, going from a 15th overall pick, future franchise QB, to being traded for a sixth round pick 3 years later is a failure on a lot of levels. What do you look at as the chief reason or the top few reasons why we got from that in 2021 to where we are today with him?
The chief reason is, no questions asked, the idea and the decision to make Matt Patricia the de facto offensive coordinator 2 seasons ago. that made legit, like, it literally made no sense at all to put Matt Patricia in that situation for Mac Jones. Mac Jones is a guy who is, like I said, he's not the world beater. He's not going to make plays with his legs. He's not going to improvise and be able to throw it lefty or throw a, you know, a no look pass, even though that's what he was trying to work out on Instagram last week. And make plays on his own. Like he's a guy who works well in structure. He understands the game. He's good pre-snap. He's good at understanding things post-snap. But again, he's not going to extend plays and be the sole reason your offense succeeds. And so the reason he had success was because Josh McDaniels was that type of offense coordinator, was able to tailor the offense around what he did best. Then Matt Patricia comes in, and they do this streamline offense where essentially things didn't make sense, and they made decisions like, you know, benching Kendrick Bourne for God knows what reason, and it just putting somebody in Mac Jones' ear who has never called an offense before was never something that was going to, you know, turn into long-term success. And so it just felt like a horrible decision on Bill Belichick's part, something that to this day I don't think he'll ever answer, but will be a question mark forever. And it ultimately, you know, turned into one of the reasons why he ended up, you know, getting essentially fired by the Kraft this year, because the team took such a downward spiral from there. And then, yeah, you pair him with Bill O'Brien this year, and myself included, but Fitzy, you know this, we talked all summer that, you know, I really thought this was going to be a bounce back for everybody. You bring in guys like Mike Gesicki and Juju Smith-Schuster, who I sat here and paraded and touted for 3 months, and then obviously that doesn't work out. And look, was that on Mac Jones? Yes, but I think that the season before cratered him enough where he couldn't even bounce back when having a decent play caller in Bill O'Brien and some subpar weapons. He needed the help. He had the help year one, and then they did nothing to help him beyond that. And so that's my chief reason. I still think he can succeed with, you know, better weapons and better play call around him, but he needs that help. He's the kind of quarterback that needs help around him, and they didn't give him that for two seasons after his rookie year.
No, they most certainly did not. And I always kind of wanted to see Mac Jones even get traded in season last year, someplace where they needed a quarterback, because there were 66 quarterbacks that started in the NFL last year, just to sort of play out the sim and see actually if Mac would have survived, if not possibly once again thrived, with legitimate weapons, a functional offensive line, and a coach who may have believed in him, as opposed to what happened here, you know, which is just a shame. I'll get you out on this. So I saw a tweet from our pal Scott Zolak just a few minutes ago. I'm sure you probably saw it too, John Lyons, if you haven't seen this. Yeah, about a half hour ago. Hearing Monday and Tuesday, get ready for fireworks. Lots of irons in the fire. Cadillac and Lyons, each of you, the one person you hope you hear tomorrow morning once legal tampering begins, the one person you hope the New England Patriots make an offer to and sign.
Can I say?
I'm gonna go.
Go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead. All right, I'll go. I'm gonna go with Calvin Ridley, wide receiver from Jacksonville. I think that they, again, talk about splash, talking about weaponizing the offense from Elliott Wolf. I think that's the guy they need to try and bring in. The market has sort of, I get, not cratered, but you know, it's dwindled down a little bit with Evans and Pittman and T. Higgins going back to their own places. But Calvin Ridley's the top guy on the market. It's reported they're going to swing for the fences on him, and I think that's a guy who, you know, comes in as a veteran presence in the room who, you know, can help dictate coverage and help a wide receiver or help a rookie quarterback be that wide receiver one. So I think they should go and go give it their all for Calvin Ridley tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm assuming I can't mention the best defender on the market, which is Bill Belichick, because he won't be joining the Patriots tomorrow. I would go with Calvin Ridley as well. I think that's just a major need, and it's a way for them to upgrade the receiver position, and then you can use that third overall pick on a quarterback and that early second-round pick potentially on a tackle as well. But I would like to see Mike Onwenu's name re-signed as a major thing as well.
Okay, everyone's all in on the Ridley thing. I just was looking at something on Twitter talking about Mike Giardi had retweeted it, how Calvin Ridley is not great versus press coverage. But then again, he also is fast and had over 1,000 yards last year, and the Patriots are in dire need of a wide receiver one. Give me Tyron Smith all day, every day. Big money, no whammy stop. We could use a left tackle to solidify the most important thing on the offense outside of quarterback, which is wildly up in the air for right now. I would love Tyron Smith. My call is a 4-year, $70 million deal with $30 million guaranteed. That's what I think that they'll probably throw out there to try to lure away Dallas's former left tackle number one. He is Mike Cadlick, at Mike Cadlick with a K on the Twitter machine as well. You can read his musings, observations, news updates, and more at WEEI.com. We'll be talking to you soon and often this week, buddy. Let the show begin tomorrow, starting at noon.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good weekend, and thanks for having me.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. 617-779-7937 is the number. There goes Mike Cadlick on the Harbor One hotline. And here comes you in on the WEEI lines to talk about Mac Jones and the New England Patriots. John Lyons and I will talk a little bit about free agency when we come back. We'll see if we can touch on some Celtics maybe in the second hour as well. But the lines are open for you. Are you happy Mac Jones has been traded? Are you relieved? Are you sad? Do you have thoughts about the way it went and the way you wish things had gone? We're here for you till 6 o'clock. And, of course, all of your thoughts on tonight's very important Academy Awards broadcast. It's Fitzy and Lyons here on WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Fitzy and Lyons on WEEI.
Fan. NFL Draft.
Uh-oh.
The six-time world champion New England Patriots select Mac Jones.
Wow. He's going to be. Watch what happens. Listen, everyone, now. Look at him. Look at his pace.
The New England Patriots.
That was some delightfully viral audio I found from 3 years ago. That was a New York Jets fan reacting to Mac Jones being selected in the first round all the way back in April of 2021. That did not age well, as they say. That aged poorly. That did not go the way any of us thought. As a matter of fact, that's the crazy thing, is that we thought it did go so well. I mean, John Lyons, this is Fitzy and Lyons here on EEI reacting to the Mac Jones talk. We'll get some Celtics, more Patriots, free agency and beyond momentarily. But, if Matthew Hamacek and Jeff Benedict, the team that put together the dynasty, John, if they could do like another sort of short documentary right now on something else Patriots related, I would have them do a mini doc on what the hell happened to the Patriots after the bye week in 2021. Because they went into it 9-4, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think they were the one seed.
And, yeah, they were the freaking one seed. And then they get pants by the Colts.
Yeah, had a block punt in that game.
Oh, and God, and a couple
of
picks.
A penalty on a missed field goal that allowed the Colts to re-kick and kick a
Jonathan Taylor with 68 yards. Mac with a couple of terrible picks. Then they lose. The next week, they beat a terrible Jacksonville team with Daryl Bevel.
They beat a bad Jets team after that, but they lost to Miami at the end of the season. Just a lot of downhill stuff after that bye week. And, of course, the Bills smoked them as well in Foxborough.
No, that's right. That's what they lost. They lose Colts, Bills. They beat the Jags, lose to Miami, then go to the playoffs and get their junk handed to them by the Bills. And it really wasn't even that close. It's just, what a precipitous decline. What a sad ending to the whole thing. Now, so what do you think of the whole idea that there were four teams interested in Mac, and the best offer the Patriots received was Jacksonville and a sixth, and Jacksonville's just going to have him for 1 year to back up Trevor Lawrence, so Mac presses the reset button. Like, I can't believe Minnesota. I just read that Minnesota might be interested in bringing in Sam Darnold or Zach Wilson or both if Kirk Cousins leaves. You're telling me Mac Jones wouldn't have been better than those two guys, throwing to Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, and TJ Hawkinson?
Yeah, look, I would have loved to get a fifth-round pick, but I'm 0% surprised this was the best offer they got. I mean, we're talking about a guy that like, independent of the bad coaching in 2022, and I agree with Mike Cadlick, that was the chief, like, that was the tipping point when they put Patricia and Judge in charge of that offense, and the talent didn't really get any better from 21 to 22 either. But independent of that, Mac played really poorly at times in 2022, and in 2023 was awful. So he has the first-round pedigree, and he had some great moments in his rookie year and a handful of good moments in his second year. That Minnesota Thanksgiving night game, he was really good. That Buffalo game at the end of last year, he was really good. The first half against Baltimore, I think he was really good. Second half, of course, I think he threw three interceptions in that Baltimore game. But point being, like, he had some good moments in 2022, but was not really good overall and had some really bad moments. And then in 2023, he was awful. I mean, to the point where, like, if I'm an NFL evaluator, look at that game in Germany. Like, you lost 10-6 to a Colts team that didn't have Anthony Richardson, who had been out for a while at that time, I know. You lost 10-7 to a Giants team that was A, bad, and B, so bad that you had to sit Mac and have, what do you have, three first-half interceptions against the Giants in that game? You lose 10-7?
They lost to freaking Sunday Sauce.
Danny DeVito's nephew. Yeah, right.
Tommy DeVito, my God.
Like, if I'm an NFL evaluator, I'm looking at this guy where, hey, maybe we can salvage him, but the evidence is the evidence. He was terrible last year. And the year before, you know, not that good. You know, independent of the poor play calling and scheme and talent, like, he also did not make throws that he could have made. I mean, look, I thought Matt Patricia called some bad plays. He wasn't in the headset in the second half against Baltimore saying, hey, throw a pick in the end zone here, right? Like, he wasn't calling that.
Yeah, throw another bad 50-50 to Devontae Parker.
Right. Just like he wasn't in the headset saying, hey, Nelson Aguilar, please fumble after a 40-yard catch and run here, right? So, I think...
Are we sure?
Yeah, right, true. Maybe bet the under. Who knows? But I'm not surprised this is all they got for him. Like, I would have loved to get a fifth for him, sure, but I just, again, given what we saw over the last year and a half, 2 years, I'm not surprised this is what it was.
Interesting also, too, just on the socials, not to say that we should read that much or that deeply into them, but you had guys like Christian Barmore send out a tweet saying, go be great, 10. You had Mac Wilson and some others putting things on their Instagram stories saying, wish you all the best, Bama family forever. So there was, I wouldn't say like an outpouring of surprise or support necessarily to a degree that the team is stunned, but to the on the flip side, and I'm sure you've seen this, and I don't want to make a mountain out of what could potentially just be a molehill, but Andrew Callahan was the first to notice that when the NFL put breaking news, Mac Jones traded to the Jaguars on their Instagram page, it showed up liked by Bailey Zappi and 197,321 others. Like, oh boy, I'm not sure if the Zapper wanted to press the like button on that, even if he's just like happy for Mac, because I doubt that's the case, because we had heard stories about what an uncomfortable quarterback's room it was last year. The competition between them had turned, much like the offense in the whole entire season for the Patriots, had gone sour. There was really no love between the two of them. There was not a great dynamic. I mean, that's just sort of one of those things, like, just be careful where the thumb goes on the phone, you know, because optics are kind of everything in a situation like this.
Yeah, and if you're going to do that, you better be good next year. And I'm not saying Zappy's even going to be here and be the quarterback, but wherever he is, like, if you're going to do that, you better be good, because you're setting yourself up for quite a bit of negativity if you do that and then you're not good. Right? And I don't want to make a huge thing about it, but I don't think it was a good dynamic. And like, go back to that Chicago game on Monday night a couple years ago, which is one of the weirdest nights in Gillette Stadium history. I mean, Mac Jones throws that horrible interception. Zappy comes in, two touchdown drives, including a deep touchdown pass, another deep pass to set up a touchdown, and the entire stadium is chanting Zappy with Mac around him. And then, of course, the wheels fall off, and you get blown out by a Bears team that didn't win another game the rest of the year. I think after that, they were never going to have a great relationship, because Zappy probably viewed that he was better than Mac, at least in that offense, and Mac probably viewed it as, who is this rookie kid? You know, I'm the first round pick franchise guy that went to the playoffs last year, and I feel like this year it was more the same. I mean, it felt like to me, Fitzy, and I know you were down at training camp just as much as I was, they wanted there to be a competition this year, and it's just Zappe mm-hmm. was so bad in August that there ended up not being a competition.
And I had heard that Bill O'Brien was no Bailey Zappe fan.
Yeah.
And they only turned to him later in the season, basically just out of necessity, need, or desperation, because Mac had gotten so bad and his season had gone south so quickly on him as well. I mean, I'm still stunned that they even gave Mac a chance to play football after that pass against the Colts. If there's anyone we should blame in all this, playing the blame game results in no winners, no matter what, and no matter how long you play it and why you play it. But if there's anything, blame Vedarian Lowe, for God's sake.
Even after the New Orleans game, because you're coming off the Dallas game and how bad Mac was against Dallas and then against New Orleans.
I tried so hard to forget that game.
That's when I felt they were going to make a change, and then they just didn't do it. And I think
no alternatives.
I think that spoke to the lack of alternative, like how, you know, obviously if Zappe had just been reasonably effective in practice, I think he would have been the starting quarterback after the New Orleans game. It just took longer because I don't think he even was there. And we saw that, right? He had the great moment against Pittsburgh. You and I did the post game that Thursday night game.
The first half against Pittsburgh, he was lit.
Yeah, great moments against Denver as well. But then, like, you lose to the Chargers and their 32nd-ranked defense, 6-0 at home. Right, and you had other moments, or how about four straight turnovers, and three of them were Zappe's fault against Buffalo. Two of them were Zappe's fault, but still, three interceptions in the first four possessions.
In the Chiefs game, the second, he played well in the first half, terrible in the second half. God, there's so many. I'm so glad that we are doing everything we can to move on from 2023, because it was truly not just a train wreck. It was a helicopter full of medical waste that crashed into a train full of gasoline and electric car batteries, and the fire, thank God we're just moving on from it and distancing ourselves in every way we possibly can, because, oh, what a disaster. Bringing up that New Orleans game, just gave me the shakes. Let's grab one quick call before we catch a break and flip the script to hour number two here. John Peter's in the car, wants to talk Mac Jones getting dealt away. How are you, Peter?
I'm good, guys. I just wanted to say, you know, as a prospect, it always kind of blows my mind. If Mac went to West Alabama instead of Alabama, you know, what tools does he have to make him anything other than a 6th-7th round quarterback? And then the way he looks dejected and sad, and the leadership on the field was incredible. So that's all I wanted to say.
Well, appreciate the call, Peter. You know, I think
West Alabama, again, the home of Malcolm Butler.
I was going to say, and speaking of which, Malcolm Butler, thank you very much, sir. He, not that he's played a meaningful snap of football in a while, but he actually made his retirement official today as well. So we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But, yeah, I mean, Mac will never be – he's never going to be Justin Herbert. He's never going to be Josh Allen. Hell, he's probably never even going to be Kirk Cousins. But can he be a functional, serviceable NFL quarterback in the right situation with a rebuild and a reprogram? John, I think so. I'm curious if you think so as well, if he's in the right situation. And like Cadlick suggested earlier when he called in, sits back and reassesses the game as opposed to going headlong into another situation that could blow up on him.
Yeah, could he be like a better version of a Ryan Tannehill, like when Tannehill was good in Tennessee and he had Derrick Henry and some of those, Pete and DeAndre Hopkins around him, and really good coaching, and Mike Vrabel and Arthur Smith at OC? Like, I could see him being a player like that, which is not quite what I thought he would be in 2021 when I was watching him play well as a rookie. But obviously that would be a big step up from where he is now. So that to me is kind of the guy I look at, that Tannehill, when he was in the right situation, you know, with those years with Arthur Smith as OC, the Tennessee, I think they went to an AFC championship game. They had beaten Baltimore in the divisional round. Like, they looked pretty good. But then when he was not in the right situation, he has not been a good quarterback. So I kind of look at Tannehill as a comp for maybe how Mac's career can go from here.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, guys. We have some breaking news from Ian Rappaport. Patriots potential quarterback target is off the board. Sources: the Bucs are closing in on a deal with QB Baker Mayfield, helping Tampa Bay become home for their starter. He gets a 3-year...
I'm glad I spent the first half hour of my show last Sunday talking about how Baker would be great with the Patriots.
He
wouldn't have even been a bridge guy. He would have been a permanent roadway. Yeah, he would have been a permanent roadway to the future. He would not have been a bridge guy. So I think he was the only guy available like that.
Yeah, no, there was clearly, well, there's Kirk Cousins as well, but the Patriots, they've never coveted him. You didn't have anyone from quarterbacks coach T.C. McCartney. and new offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt, having worked with him before. Obviously, Elliot Wolf was there in Cleveland when they drafted him. They wanted him. There was talk that they may want to get in on. But obviously, when Mike Evans returned on that big two-year, 50-some-odd million-dollar deal with all that guaranteed money, that meant they were running it back, getting after it, and they were going to try to bring Baker, touchdown maker, back to Florida. A three-year, $100 million deal. If the Patriots could have afforded that, they could have easily floated that with $50 million guaranteed. Thing is, A, Mayfield knows that he's got better weapons probably down there than he would in New England. B, he's already been there and he's comfortable, even though he did just lose his offensive coordinator, Dave Canales, to Carolina. And C, a $100 million deal in Florida is like $120 million up here.
And it's an easier division to win with Carolina in there. And I like Atlanta, but they still don't have a quarterback answer. And New Orleans is, I feel like, habitually inconsistent. So easier division to win than if he came here as well.
Damn, I'm happy for him, and I'm not happy for us. All right, so there you go, folks. Mac Jones traded. Baker Mayfield will not be walking through that door. But otherwise, it's another beautiful day in Patriots Nation.
Yeah, everything else is awesome.
Everything else is awesome. Although we've been told there'll be fireworks tomorrow, they're already starting to go off today. And maybe we lit a couple of the big ones before we were supposed to, and the kids all had a chance to finish their ice cream sandwiches and come outside and watch the show. 617-779-7937 is the number. It's Fitzy and Lyons. We will be right back with more football talk, some Celtics, and everything else. You, the diehard Boston sports fan, are longing to hear on a Sunday here on EEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.